Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Researchers at the University of Maine have unveiled what they say is a promising climate-friendly response to the nation's affordable housing crisis, the world's first bio-based 3D printed home. Nicole Ogrisco reports.
Maine Governor Janet Mills and U.S. Senator Susan Collins were among those who turned out in the cold on Monday to unveil the 600-square-foot home.
We are pleased to unveil the first 3D-printed home made of bio stuff.
On the outside, this one-story house looks like any other new construction. It has white siding and black trim around four front windows. The only difference is that the roof is curved, meaning the corners of the home are rounded. Inside, a short hallway leads to a tiled bathroom and finished bedroom. Another doorway leads to a small living area, an open kitchen with all of the appliances.
So the whole thing's 3D printed. Walls, roof, floor, ceiling, everything.
Scott Tomlinson, lead engineer for the project, explains that some of the walls have been painted, some sheetrocked. Some of the floors are tiled or covered in laminate flooring, but as they were printed, the walls and ceiling offer an indication that something about this home is different.
Standing in this room, this was printed at 90 degrees, so from the back of the house to the front of the house is a series of lines going along the roof and down the wall, about a quarter of an inch apart. So it looks like you're in this this beaded ceiling roof wall combination.
The home has been printed using a material known as wood flour. It's essentially the waste left over from a sawmill and mixed together with a binder made from corn.
There's 1.2 million tons of wood residuals in our sawmills right now in the region that could go to print housing.
Habib Dagher is the executive director of the university's Advanced Composites Center, which spent years experimenting on the material with help from the Oak Ridge National Laboratory and the U.S. Department of Energy. Speaking to a crowd gathered inside the large lab space, Dagher says he believes that this material presents a potential business opportunity for Maine's forest products industry, and it could become an inexpensive, renewable, and recyclable building material. The next step is to scale up the printing process.
The house, the 3D printed home, weighs about 40,000 pounds. Divide by 1,000 pounds an hour, that's 40 hours, right? So can we print a house every 2 days in one cell? That's what we're trying to do.
Maine is short about 20,000 units of affordable housing for low-income households. And while money has flooded into the state for construction, progress has been slow, with supply chain challenges and a limited workforce to build new units. But Dan Brennan, executive director of Maine Housing, says this project could achieve what's previously eluded the state so far: speed.
We all know of our labor force challenges, and that is not going to go away. The idea that we can create housing units in a fraction of the time with a fraction of the workforce adds an efficiency that we've never experienced before.
Dagher says the lab is a long way away from producing 3D printed homes at a mass scale. This first prototype will sit outside for several months. Sensors will collect information about the impact of the cold, snow, and eventually heat and humidity on the house. After her tour of the 3D printed home, Governor Janet Mills said she believes these houses will put Maine on the map.
It's extraordinary. I didn't know what to expect. I thought maybe some hunk of clay kind of looking thing, but this is a real house.
And she says it could be another tool to address Maine's housing crisis.
This has the potential to help us with the homeless population, homeless problem, not this winter because it's not ready to be mass produced yet. But once we get a factory of the future up and running, we will be able to produce homes of this sort.
University officials say an expansion of the Advanced Structures and Composites Center is in the works. The addition will serve as a training ground for the next generation of scientists and engineers, and it could allow the university to print more homes more quickly. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.